بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who gives time to the oppressor so that the oppression becomes more, and in this world and also in the hereafter, that the oppressor is shown to the rest of humanity the true face of it. There are always individuals in history who have exposed the true face of the oppression and oppressor. And Sheikh Zakzaki is part of those people who has shown the weakness, the ugliness, and the oppression that the Nigerian army and the government and the Prime Minister is showing.
Yes.
The world that you and I live in, and the people who are looking at us through these windows and blinds and trying to take the pictures and trying to take the videos, don't worry. All of the videos and all of the pictures will be posted online, and you'll be able to go get all of our faces and what we have said standing here. And your quality that you're going to be having through those blinds is not going to be as good as our cameras that are going to show exactly who's standing here. So what you guys need to understand, that in this world, everybody is guaranteed that they're going to live and die. And whatever happens between life and death is what makes us who we are. The choices that you are going to make, and the choices that we have made, and the choices that Sheikh Zakzaki made, and all of the martyrs that you have killed innocently who were unarmed by an army who is one of the weakest armies in the world. An army strength, if you have any strength, if you have any ability to defend your own selves, why can't you defend yourself from the Boko Haram? We're taking your women, we're taking your sisters, we're taking your mothers, we're taking them away from the houses, and they're taking their honor and respect. Instead of... The people who are in this building, if your mothers and sisters were taken away from away from you, they were kidnapped and taken out of the houses, would you be just sitting in that building and doing nothing? Would you not raise the voice against that oppression? Would you not be a human being who has the dignity and nobility to protect the ones who are weak and the ones that you love? If you are not going to do that, you should come outside with us. You should come outside with us and against this building and ideology. You should stand with us. Because those mothers and sisters that this terrorist organization took, a person stood up instead of thanking him, instead of honoring him, instead of supporting him, instead of putting your voice with him. What you did is a cowardly act. You took him out, put him in a prison. We do not know whether he's alive or dead. Are you that coward? Are you that scared? Do you have no humanity left? You should come out. You should come out and give your voice. Tell us that you have some humanity left in you. How weak are you?
Free, free, Zakzaki!
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 What face are you going to tell the rest of the world? I'm going to ask this counselor who's representing the army and also the government. What face do you have? Your face is shown to the rest of all of humanity that you are just as small as your ideology and your strength. If you had any strength, if you had any nobility, you would have shown the rest of the world that you are not going to kill innocent people and destroy the places of worship. By destroying the place of worship and by taking a man of God, you have shown your true face. If you want light on your face, come and stand with humanity and your faces will be lighted and be shown to the rest of the world.
Shame, shame, Nigerian army!
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 We stand!
Shame, Nigerian army!
Shame, shame, Nigerian army!
We stand here because the crime against a human is a crime against all of humanity.
Yes.
Anyone who's going to hear our voice, whether it's going to be online or whether it is right now, they have to ask the question, why are these individuals who drove 5 hours and came over here, and the ones who came out in the cold from this city or from Montreal, or from different places, why have they gathered here when they're not from Nigeria, when they do not know Sheikh Zakzaki, when they do not understand the oppression that is being committed, when they have not that much knowledge, you who represent Nigeria, who are in that building securely and in the warmth of the heaters, why are you not outside? Do you not have any link? Do you not have any honor? Do you not have any connection with Nigeria? Who are you representing? The people who have come, the people who have come here have shown you and shamed you. They have come and shamed you. You ask us, what is the point of us coming here and standing in this cold? We are here to shame you. The you who sit in that building who represent Nigeria, we are here to free a man of Nigeria. The Sheikh, the honorable leader of the people of Nigeria, the ones who have honor and dignity, we are here to show your true face, that if you have any face left.
Long live Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki!
Free Zakzaki!
Free, free Zakzaki!
Free, free Zakzaki!
Free, free Zakzaki!
The history. History is being written right now. After 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, after 1,000 years, people are going to write this day in history that a few people that were part of the nobility that is in every single human being stood against you, and you were ashamed, and you were known in history as the killers of children and women. Why you could not protect your own women and children? And Sheikh Zaki's name is going to stand in light, and people for hundreds of years are going to remember him. Whether you kill him or whether you keep him alive, at least have the nobility to show your face out to the public, to let us know that this man of honor and dignity, what condition he is, does he not he have the right for his humanity, for his human being right, to be protected by you who are representing a country? You should not represent this country if you do not agree with the policies and principles. You should resign and let people know that this resignation is a sign of your nobility and dignity. Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
We all are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the cold that you had to suffer, and all of the loneliness in a way that we had to feel because of our numbers. Well, you should know that we all are going to pass away. But you will be able to tell that 6 months baby, the one who's in the car, who you will be able to tell that baby that, listen, we came out and we stood in cold when you were only 6 months, And you should realize that you should always stand for the principles of freedom and dignity, yes, regardless who the person is. Yes. And that girl, she's going to grow up knowing that she was only 6 months and she participated in the voice against oppression, yes, and the voice of freedom.
Yes. Yes. Shame, shame, Nigerian Army!
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 If you want to know what to do with us, you should learn the story of Karbala. Sheikh Zakzaki is a representative of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam. You want to know what Hussein stood for? He stood for the justice, for the principles of humanity against the oppressor of his time. What did Sheikh Zakzaki do? He stood for justice, freedom, and for the principles of humanity.
He is
Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya
Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
I give you homework. Go home and Google Imam Hussein and Karbala. Go and Google that and find out what happened 1400 years ago. You will understand the stand of Sheikh Zakzaki, and you will know just as at that time the oppressor was dishonored, so is going to be the result and face of you. You are going to be dishonored just as the Yazid of the time was. And Sheikh Zakzaki is going to be honored for the rest of the humanity. Just like the companions of Imam Hussein are honored. That slogan meant that dishonor is away from us. The man that Sheikh Zakzaki represents said that a life of dishonor is nothing. It is better to die with honor. A life of dishonor you're going to live, and a death of honor is for everyone who stands against the oppressors. The ones who are going to be known for the rest of humanity. Your dishonor is going to continue for the rest of the time that you are alive. And Sheikh Zakzaki's honor is going to continue even after he goes away. We want him to become free so that he can be with his loved ones. The one who has given 6 of his children has the right to enjoy the freedom for the principles of humanity that he has stood. Our protest is not going to end. Although our strength, you might think, is little, but our strength is a lot stronger than yours. Our strength is a lot stronger than yours. Our voice is a lot stronger than your bullets. Our voices are a lot stronger than your guns. Our voice is a lot stronger than your army. The cowardly act of your army has shown that you have no honor and you have no strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God, the Almighty, is going to show the justice in this world with the Imam of the time. You should Google him as well. His name is Mahdi. He's going to come and he's going to fill this world with justice and peace. And Sheikh Zakzaki's movement is his movement. And our movement is his movement.
Labbaik Ya Mahdi!
Labbaik!